back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting today with Tim Sharp. He's the mayor of the city of Raleigh, and talking about all kinds of things here. We're going to talk a little bit about a donation that was received recently by the Raleigh Library, a pretty sizable donation that they received.
Yes, there's a gentleman, he'd actually worked for the city of Manhattan, but he lived at Raleigh most of his life, and his wife had been a huge fan of libraries in general, and Raleigh City Library, when it got started, she was a big supporter of it, and she had died 20 years ago, but he passed away this last year, and he left, I believe it was around $51,000 to our small town library, which is an awesome thing. A lot of it's staffed by volunteers. We do have two paid employees, but their budget runs about $20,000 a year, so you know, a $50,000 donation is going to, they can do something with it. That's going to be up to the library board, not city council. So they'll figure out what they're going to do with it. You know, purchasing books, advancing services that they have. We built a new library with a CanStep project about 5-6 years ago, and it's just ever increasing the amount of usage that it's got. A lot of people don't even realize, you know, today that we'd have a big library downtown, and in the back of it is the food pantry that serves all of North County, all the way from the west edge of Manhattan clear to the North County. It's supported by, I believe it's 7 churches up there, and it's all donated food. We don't get any, there's no government help involved with it, and no harvesters or anything like that, so we don't have to follow their rules exactly, but every Saturday morning they're open. They pretty much follow the government guidelines on income and that sort of thing, but that's in the backside of the library.
Nice. So. Well, that's some really good news for that library. Well, I know you have some other community events going on, including one tonight.
Right. Tonight, fourth Wednesday every month, the Presbyterian Church, they have a community dinner. Everybody's free to come. It's from 5:30 to 7:00. And it's a free will offering, so you know you can come and enjoy the community and eat some food and not have to cook one night a month anyway. So Thursdays through June and July, we have a kids' community picnic in the city park, and it's at noon from noon to 1:00. And it's sponsored by our Pride Committee and the Community Food Basket. They just small meal. Sometimes it's peanut butter and jelly and sandwiches and that kind of thing. And it got to be a pretty big thing last year towards the end of the season. So next year the town of Raleigh will be 150, and I think they're just in the early stages of planning for having a big celebration. I remember the 100-year celebration, which makes me feel really old to think I've been around here for a third of its life, but there you go.
Well, and when you start printing off, you'll have to learn how to spell sesquicentennial. That is not an easy word to spell.
That's not my forte.
S-E-S-Q-U-I-C-E-N-T-E-N-N-I-A-L.
Well, look, show look off. At Dave Lewis.
Well, you know, I chaired the city and county's sesquicentennial back in 2005, so I had plenty of experience with that. Show off. You know, did you write that down?
I did not. Maybe okay. You can email me that.
Sure. All right. Or you could
Looks like
Google
it might take 2 emails to get that long word in.
Well, awesome. Well, that's good stuff. And again, you have the event coming up again June 1st. Again, the
Raleigh Summer Nights. It's on Saturday night. Starts at 5 o'clock. And beer garden, friends, events, water events, and, you know, some games and that kind of thing. Well, so
people are looking for things to do here in the summer. You can't go to the lake, obviously, because of the situation right now. We're dealing with all the rain. But, encourage people to go out and check that out. That'll be a lot of fun. And who doesn't like a beer garden?
You bet. And, you know, everybody stay safe. They're talking storms all week and potential flooding, you know, potential severe weather. So everybody stay safe.
All right. Well, appreciate you coming out and sharing what's going on in Raleigh. We'll invite you again out here sometime down the road.
All right. Thank you very much, Brendan.
Raleigh Mayor Tim Sharp, our guest here on In Focus, and thanks to Brady Burton for joining us earlier here in the show as well.
Tomorrow we're going to roll the dice a little bit. We don't know if we'll have a program tomorrow for sure, because if K-State baseball loses today, they play at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and we'll have coverage of that beginning at 8:30. But we do have folks from Pawnee Mental Health. I believe Robin Cole is going to be joining us on tomorrow's schedule, as well as some folks from Morningstar.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. KS News on the hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Strong language from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has been